Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Now, Katie, I know you're going to be Jabba the Hutting it probably on the couch tonight.
Hey.
Oh, dang. And I got some historic stuff you should be watching instead of the Bumpin' Love Bus or Paradise Pound, whatever you're watching there.
Whoa.
Love After Lockup. Get it right.
Inmate Swap. NASA's historic Artemis II mission's wrapping up tonight with a splashdown in the Pacific Ocean on the California coast. Should be right around 6:07 our time, I believe, tonight.
Okay,
so right around there. Right as you're laying on the couch.
And I'm sure I'll turn
watching
on the
Paradise
TV.
Pound.
And it'll come on, right? Because it's going to be everywhere.
It'll be everywhere.
Right?
Get on your YouTube and watch it.
Okay.
The four astronauts have traveled farther from Earth than any other humans in history. And when they come zipping back into Earth, the capsule will cut through the atmosphere at temperatures around 5,000 degrees. Ooh, baby.
Way hotter than Love After Lockup.
Way hot.
Hey, no, it's not. You don't know, Josh.
And then the Navy recovers them out in the ocean and stuff. And it's actually a very tense moment because if any wrong move, you get burned up in the atmosphere. So try to watch that tonight, okay?
I'll try. I'm more interested in what their wake-up song was today. Do we know that?
No, I saw that. They've been posting lists. They have like a whole Spotify list.
Yeah, they do. And today, like, they didn't divulge what the wake-up song was going to be on the final day. So I was trying to.
I saw one of them was the Pink Pony Club the other day.
Yeah,
and Chapel Roan.
If I woke up to that up on the capsule, I'd be like, steer me right into the sun. Go ahead and take this baby right into the sun.
It's a nice upbeat song.
I'd be over there trying to open up the door. I'm like, suck me out into space now.
I like the Green Light one by Andre 3000.
That's a good one.
Huge Outkast
really
fan,
good.
So that was a good one they picked.
All right, rumor has it, Tay-Tay and Kelsey getting married July 3rd in New York City. That's right. You might see them.
Word
on the venue yet, though.
I got so excited about
you're gonna wedding crash, aren't you?
I'm gonna wedding crash.
You
I'm
might
totally
see him.
Gonna. This is amazing.
OMG, LOL.
New York State's a big place, but they're saying there's a chance.
Yeah,
we're gonna see local radio hosts thrown out of celebrity wedding.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So that's your update.
Okay.
So, why didn't you get that excited about people coming back from space?
I don't know.
They were at the moon. They went to the moon.
I'm going to be there.
JT and Kelsey. Oh my God. Oh my God.
All of a sudden, I'm a Swiftie. I don't know what happened.
I know.
You're funny. All right. One final thing for me. Here's something Josh will not have to worry about. Amazon has announced that they're going to stop supporting their older Kindle models in May. So if you've got one that was made in 2012 or before, you're no longer going to receive updates starting on May 20th. They're essentially going to become bricks. They say if you have any downloaded books, though, on that Kindle, you'll still be able to access those. But if you ever need to do a factory reset or anything like that, they'll become completely useless. You won't be able to do anything on there.
And you can't download any more after this latest update
That's what it sounds like. So just go get a new one. They're like $90, $80 when they go on sale through Amazon. The new ones are really nice. Nicole just got I don't know which model it was, but she loves it. It's really nice, and it's small. You can slide it right there in your back pocket. What's the matter, King?
I like the way books smell. I am such a book fan.
I'm with you.
I can't get away from it.
I can't.
And I am one of the holdouts when it comes to the Kindles and stuff. So I like books too much.
My problem is I just downloaded the Kindle app and I put it on my Mini. I actually went out and bought an iPad Mini, which I will tell you right now, one of the greatest things I've ever purchased. But the problem is when I'm reading on there, I'll just be like, oh, I'll look this up because they mentioned it on YouTube. And the next thing you know, I'm on YouTube for 45 minutes.
Totally distracted.
Or I'll be reading. I'll be like, oh, I forgot to do that on my work email. And I'll hop on my work email. And then it's like out the window. So
well, and you know where books are not a good idea is I just bought a new book and it cost me $30 for a book.
Yeah, they've gone up in price.
That's about
what they are. Buy them used, though.
When I'm looking for a specific book that just came out.
What was it?
So it's Jeanette McCurdy's new book. It's called Half Her Age.
Oh,
I love that book.
She just did a podcast on it. I just saw a clip of it.
She is such a good writer.
I did not read a Jeanette McCurdy book.
She is such a good writer. But yeah, it cost me $30. So.
Damn. Yeah. You got to get the Libby app.
Is that also kind of
Libby's
a Kindle thing?
Libby's where you can download all the books from the library for free.
Oh. but mm-hmm. still on your smartphone, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to smell. It's digital.
You know what they need?
You could smell
for?
An older book that you have while you're reading it on your Kindle.
That's what they need. They need to make the app to where it like puts out a puff of book smell.
It's coming.
Yeah,
I just downloaded.
What? I would do it.
That's the one I just got from Libby. Oh, Nate Bargatze's book. I just got it like 2 nights ago. It's called Big Dumb Eyes.
Yeah.
And I started reading it, and it's actually pretty darn funny. Yeah.
That's a book I'd read.
Very Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sports? Do we have anything?
Yeah, we do. I just want to give a quick shout out. Denver University, they did win last night in the Frozen Four, not Final Four, and they will be playing Wisconsin on Saturday at 1:30 for the championship. That could be their 11th championship. So Denver is the city of champions, but DU doesn't get mentioned very often.
No,
they are the champions of this city.
A like, great hockey
The very
team.
First one. So yeah. Shout out to them. And then also the Avalanche, they won last night, and that gave them the President's Trophy. So they are officially the best team in the league as they head into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Denver
one
is
of the best trophies ever, frankly. Many people have told me.
Not that president.
That's actually how
frankly,
different president.
Beautiful trophy.
No.
A
lot of people
orange.
Love ice.
That is not what it is.
A lot of people love this
not
trophy.
What it is.
Different president's trophy.
It's completely the best different. Trophy.
That's so funny that your brain goes there because I know the president's trophy obviously is just
no.
the
yeah.
NHL.
No.
Frankly, not a lot of people know this.
It's not.
It's a big, beautiful trophy.
That's funny. So go Avs and go Piles. There we go.
Go Avs, go.
Solid gold.
Hey.
So much ice.
So much ice,
frankly.
Okay. A haunted mansion available to rent in Denver. This oh. is pretty fun. So folks say the chandeliers flicker, books fly off the shelf, and several ghost residents have also been reported. Freaky, right?
It is.
You can sign a lease now. Hurry. It's the Peabody Whitehead Mansion. Sits right there on Grant Street and is usually just a stop on Denver ghost tours. I mean, this thing has been said it's been haunted for a long, long time. And a lot of people have actually lived in it. A former governor, I believe a doctor from one of the wars lived there as well. And they are the ones that haunted it.
A doctor like, from one of the wars?
Well, yeah, let me go back to the story.
You don't need
exactly.
to. Don't worry about
okay.
it.
Well, why'd you,
you
ask
You lost me
then?
A whitehead. Did everybody
did
start thinking
ask?
About a pimple?
Yeah.
Like a big whitehead temple that you pop?
No. So there's a lot. They say that a kid, two ghosts are children. One is said to mess with the
I don't
second
like
floor chandelier.
Does that entice
ghost
you?
Kids are yeah. freaky.
No, I don't want to live here.
I don't
want to
live
like,
there.
This is the last place I want to rent. But they no. say another's an old man who's known to haunt the third floor. And
ooga, booga, booga.
Yeah. Like he'll put glasses in beer bottles at the bar and then they'll spill without being touched. So he's like a
like
little
that.
Prankster, yeah.
And glasses then, and bottles? What does that mean?
Glasses
well, like
and.
They'll put glasses oh, and bottles. And then another
I'm
old man.
I'm going to knock this over now.
Yeah, haunts the first floor and is reported to have a strong ooh, smell of a cherry-scented pipe.
So, well, that smells
like,
kind of good.
Has anybody seen my cherry-scented
very
pipes?
Very specific
boogies,
stuff.
Boogies, boogies.
With the ghosts and stuff. So they're saying, like, when it came to the people who lived there, it was James Peabody, the
James
13th
Peabody.
And 15th governor of Colorado.
So
and
many
then
governors.
Dr. William Whitehead, a war surgeon.
Thought about pimples again.
Those are the people who lived there who were famous,
boogies,
the first
boogies,
residents.
Boogies.
But, yeah, so you can actually, for a long time, again, this was just part of ghost tours, but now
okay.
the couple have refurbished
get out of here,
everything.
Kids?
Like, well, they've taken like over 10 years to refurbish the whole mansion.
Yeah.
And so now it's available for rent. So
I hate how
neat.
They've refurbished it.
Yeah.
I'm going to haunt this place.
I don't think the ghost sounds so like
I'm
the guy from
Family Guy.
I'm going to
knock over your beer bottles because I hate this new couch.
That's not how he sounds.
See you later, people. Shoo boogies, 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 okay. Googie boogie doogies.
And then to the sea turtles.
I'm sorry I didn't take that,
say,
that story serious at all for you.
No, you
You just
it,
kept going.
Fine. Well,
you
I'm used to it now.
You're a professional.
I'm used to it.
Boogies, boogies.
Jeremy's making fun voices. Keep talking.
Yeah, this is you. That was really well done, actually.
Thank you.
How you just kept fighting through that.
I did.
With the constant interruption of the ghost old man.
Again.
Jer got possessed.
So what else you got?
Okay. Critically endangered sea turtles have
okay.
hatched at the aquarium.
Ooh,
that's exciting.
It's the Chinese striped neck turtles.
Oh, beautiful.
And as babies, they need to be closely monitored in a controlled environment. So they're going to stay within the aquarium.
As most babies do.
Well, exactly. So they're not going to be able to be seen from the public yet. So once they're fully grown, they're going to join Raphael and the others there. At the
Raphael?
Aquarium. Yay!
I see what you did there.
Yeah, okay.
Donatello?
Turtle power.
What are, what are the other two?
Michelangelo and Leonardo.
Well done.
And Splinter's their master, and April's their homie.
Wow.
Who's
really
the bad guy?
Keep going. That's Shredder and
the
foot.
And who is the two main bad guys One was a rhino and one was a pig.
One was a rhino. Oh, what were they called again?
Would you like to ask the haunted Rock grandpa?
What is it, grandpa?
It was Bebop and Rocksteady.
Bebop and Rocksteady. That's booga, right. Booga, booga. Thank you.
He'd had him on my engine.
Oh, what was April's boyfriend?
Was it
Casey Jones?
Casey Jones. Booga, booga, booga. Get out of my house.
Now you're all caught up on the Ninja Turtles.
That's all you get.
High
there you go, everybody.